those also.
Yeah, I didn't like the inconsistency of where that source was going to come in, and then the fact that it also covered up the video kind of distracted me a little bit, because it's bright orange.
Yeah, it is.
But then I also liked the colors.
Well, yeah, the colors are dynamic enough that you can see it, but I just felt like it where... I guess it depends on the video. Like, if you have a video that, you know, you want to focus on something in the top, you don't want your courtesy label up there. Mm-hmm. But if it's all good, then find a place for it and keep it there. And
right.
Kind of out of the way.
So almost. Keeping it somewhere that it's out of the way, but also making sure it's in the same place for every video. Is that...
Yeah, and just not covering parts of the video. Because, like, on the State of the Union, it was on the left side. It was... Biden on the left side, his face is covered by a couple of the tabs, and it, I mean, just reactions kind of help. You want to see the reactions of the people sitting behind him, because they're the only two faces behind him.
I wrote that I wish that I could, like, tap it once and have them disappear.
Yes.
And, like, that'd tap it again and have them come back up.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Because I like them, but sometimes I wanted them to go away.
And that's the same idea, because that, you know, like, the tab up at the top says adventures to go back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's when your time could come up, too, like, my pet peeve. That when you tap, that's when you could have your play pause.
You know, some apps have that where you can, like, tap and something goes away.
Yeah, and that's when your play pause can come back, and if you know, if that's an option, or your skip, and then you can control volume that way too, you know.
Yeah. Some of the things that were actually in, like, the video I thought were kind of strange, like how they showed everyone clapping. Like, oh, I thought that was funny. Oh, really? See, and I thought some people would probably think this funny. I think this is annoying. Like, I know they're gonna clap, but then, like, the thing where he was drinking water and they showed that, I thought that was good, because that was brought up on a lot of different news channels, and, like, people were talking about it, and it's relevant. The clapping I didn't think was, so I don't know, I was kind of torn there, because
that was in the State of the Union one, right?
Yep. And then also when they did the side by side, I don't remember who
Biden.
was it Biden?
Yeah.
Speaking, I thought that was cool to, like, see both people on either side of the screen. I would have liked, like, graphics or something as well to actually compare the points they made, instead of just, like, seeing them, because then by the time the other one was speaking, I had forgotten what the first one said.
So also, not only having the split screen, but also having graphics on the side to show...
I mean, I don't know where they would be, but graphics really help me, because I'm visual. So to actually see what they're saying is helpful.
I wonder if... I don't want to, like, impede on the design too much, because the design of the app is what makes it unique and whatnot, but if, when you click on the story, State of the Union, you know, and it takes you into the intro, if you had, like, a menu there where if you didn't have time to watch the video, but you just wanted quick points, that's when it could take you to a page.
So skipping the intro, like, having the option to skip the intro.
Like, I mean, you can have that little intro with the, I'll just show you. Like, this is fine. That whole thing is fine. But when you get, like, right here, then you have a menu, and if you want to listen to what she has to say and go through that, select it. If you want just...
A summary?
If you want just, like, points written out so just so you can read it on the go if you don't have time to watch a video, then you can do that. So you have more options now.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to be, like, and it goes back to the being forced to kind of listen to her talk.
Right.
Well, I don't care. I just want to read what happened. You know, like, if I'm in a hurry.
Like, ABC has this thing sometimes when I look at their app, and if I don't have time to read through all the stories, it'll be, like, five things that you should know in today's news. And, like, you click it, and it just kind of has, like, a list. Is it, like, that way?
Yeah. Like, I mean, looking. Well, just, like, almost like a DVD menu where you can play scenes, setup, features. Well, instead, you could have play the videos, and you can have, I guess, options of which video if it has multiple. And then you can have quick bullet points or graphics or things that apply to it. That way you can navigate through more. Like, I hope that makes sense.
Okay. It does? Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I agree.
Any other changes that you guys would make? You went from dislikes to some changes. Any changes that you guys would make?
After some of the videos, I guess, I want to with this, yeah, I think it's with the states, and I don't know, but what happened was they would finish talking, and it would abruptly cut to your menu options, and I didn't know if they were going to be done. There was no, like, sign-off, but then some of them were like, well, and that wraps it up for Connecticut or whatever. Like, I didn't know it was going to end, and it just kind of abruptly stopped.
This is for the Congress one you're talking about, right?
The state one?
Yeah. Congressional First,
right.
Whatever it's called. Right. So you...